South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are badder than ever for our final segment. We've got Tarek Maddox. He's a BS in exercise physiology. He's an exercise science and strength and conditioning coach over at his firm, ESPA Training, located here in South Florida. After a stint with the Jets, I'll speak slower for anybody that's a Jets fan, in their strength and conditioning department, he returned to Miami, and he has his own sports training company for professional athletes. Tarek works with guys like Frank Gore and all the running backs, all these guys. He's got some great contacts, some great comments, some great insights into training. Welcome back, Tarek.
Happy again, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Tarek. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I just had a good beef patty here with some protein before my next training program starts.
Okay, now why are you having protein?
Hey, you know, with all the ripping and running I do and all the, you know, players I'm training during the off season, during camp, you know, I got to keep myself, you know, loaded with protein as well. You know, I'm burning. I got to stay full of energy.
So that's what helps you convert the carbs into energy then?
Yes, sir. You got to keep yourself looking like a trainer as well. You know, you don't want to be, you know, missing too many training sessions and you're going to thin out real fast, if you know what I mean. For those trainers out there, keep yourself full of protein and carbohydrates and that, and make sure you're keeping yourself hydrated to look like a trainer.
Now, I got to just say this. You introduced me to one of your cohorts this week, the Wellness Chick, at Wellness Chick, also known as Frances Haddock. Frances, high five out there to you. And Tarek, thank you for introducing me to Frances, because she's what I need to compliment you. And that's why we met her, isn't it?
Yeah, she was very good, very good.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what she brought to the table. What's been going on for the last few months is we've been working out. You've helped me get fit for life. I look like a beast. I don't look like I'm 50-something years old. Anybody who wants to see that, just send me a text, and we'll arrange a private screening in the presence of the appropriate people. But I can tell you this, is I look smoking good for an old man. Stevie, keep your hands to yourself. Now, what's been going on is that some of these workout exercises, they end up stressing your body a little. So when I was on vacation last week, we took the week off to rest my body, right?
Yes, sir, we did. Rest and recovery for you, Jim. You've been going at it for quite some time now, and it was only necessary for you to take a break and just let your body recover mentally, physically, you know, all that stuff. You know, just to get yourself back, you know, back in the groove when you come back from your wrist injury.
And then, so what you said is at the end of that I should have some physical therapy. I don't want to call it a massage. I would call it somebody, a seek and destroy mission on my body for where I was perhaps injuring or perhaps a little weaker when we started and it was showing a little more wear and tear than it should. I think that's probably an accurate way to describe it. So you set me up with Wellness Chick. And Wellness Chick comes flying in here telling me about her clients in the NFL. She just got finished. I guess the connection there is with Lamar. So she just got finished working on Lamar. She's telling me about how she's going to the Dolphin facility. She gets there at 5 in the morning. She's there until 1 at night helping them stay fit. And then she goes and flies out of town for all these other NFL guys. Tarek, what did you do to me? This woman, I'm still bruised from her. But my God,
yeah,
she's helped me recover, hasn't
yeah.
she?
She definitely is. She's definitely the chick, the girl to see if you need some additional, you know, especially, you know, have a lot of wear and tear. And when you get older, our joints tend to kind of, you know, break down a little bit by a little bit with micro tears or what have you. But she's definitely the girl to see to keep yourself going, keep yourself on a, you know, some sort of vigorous program or any type of program. Your muscles are going to break down. Your joints are going to be aggravated. But you got to always find that person who wants to come back, who can come back and kind of fix you up and keep you going, someone like her.
So, you know, it seems that what we did then is we worked with her. She found some injuries that I had that were long, you know, held. In fact, one of them was from Little League, believe it or not. And
wow.
So what she did was she worked. She then came over and had a subsequent meeting with you, and we worked to tweak the exercises so that they would address my weaknesses and continue to make me fit for life. Tarek, I got to tell you, the team you've put together to work with me is amazing.
Awesome, Jim. You very well deserve, man. You're a great guy, and you deserve all the best.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about what you did with your uncle, because the segment we had before with Jocelyn from UHEL, Jocelyn Oldham, she does what they call voice banking. So, Yes. You know, that she got that from working with ALS patients. You know, you took a break from working with the Jets and working with the fire department and working with all your clients
Yes. To
take 2 years off to work with your uncle who had ALS. A little bit of background on what perhaps voice banking might have meant to you to hear his voice as it headed down towards the end.
Oh, man, that would have been a wonderful thing. And, you know, just taking care of my uncle was a bittersweet thing. It was awesome that he was still living, but it was, you know, bitter once he was starting to fade away, especially his voice. And the communication was, you know, slowly faded away. But me being around him for so long, I kind of got a better understanding of what he needed when he needed it with his eyes or hands or whatever. But it was a horrible situation, unfortunately. But, you know, so now I'm an ALS advocate. I'm all for ALS and looking for a cure for this horrible disease. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd go back and, you know, shut down my whole life just to take care of that guy. He was a wonderful man.
Well, you did shut down your whole life to take care of him. That's what drives the community events that we do together. The love that comes pumping out of your heart for the whole community, especially the at-risk kids from your neighborhood and here in South Florida. And the way that you bring some of your professional athlete clients to bring out to the kids and to be a role model. It's up on your website. It's up on our website. It's one of the beautiful things. And T, I know you're out there getting our next one set up. I got to believe at this point it'll be after school starts, but I know that the Richmond Perrine folks asked us to come back for an after-school program, so I'm really looking forward to doing that. Your promotions that you provide to us for the ability to reach out to the community is a beautiful thing, and I want to thank you so much for that. Yeah. Tarek, if people want to work out, how do they get a hold of you? I should have done this at least six times during the interview. Johnny's looking at me like I'm a loser, so let's do it now.
Well, first and foremost, you can always follow me at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. That's the easiest way to see what I'm doing, where I am, and my phone number. Everything is linked to Twitter, which is at Tarek Maddox. If you want to give me a buzz, you can always call area code 786-278-5584.
And here I'm going to do a little Bruce Turkell branding magic. You can always look at the feed under hashtag FOB13 to find every way to communicate with anybody that's on the show and what kind of topics we're doing. High five to Tarek Maddox. Tarek, I'll see you Saturday as we continue to get fit for life.
Yes, sir. Be ready, Jim.
Oh, bye, yeah. Guys. I'm ready to dive back in full bore Saturday. High five, chest bump, and make sure you bring Big D with you.
I'll bring Don. That's what we live for, to stay fit for life, Jim. Thank you so much.
High five, chest bump. See you Saturday.